The Rio del Police Department received approval from the City Council at their March 3rd meeting to purchase 5 in-car cameras, 5 body cameras, a computer for storing the media, and a new physical restraint system totaling $14,817. The funds were received from the state to assist local law enforcement with the impact of Assembly Bill 109, also known as Prison Realignment. The one-time funding grant is designated specifically for enhancing law enforcement services. The in-car cameras will record both the interior and the exterior views. The exterior recording is activated by the officer turning on the flashing lights, and it includes a feature that retains 30 seconds prior to the lights being turned on. The body cameras replace the usual radio that an officer wears attached to their shirt and includes a video camera that is activated by the officer. Police Chief Graham Hill speaks about the need for the body cameras.
Much of what we do, you know, if we were just a traffic officer, the in-car video system would probably be adequate. But the officers spend a good portion of their time inside someone's house, in their backyard, and that camera that's on the car is not going to capture that. And that's what's important about the lapel camera. Interestingly enough, we had a sample sent to us by one of the companies that we looked at, and we were testing it out. And there was a use of force issue while we were testing the camera out, and it was invaluable to be able to review that and look and see exactly what happened.
The city will continue to use its audio-only recording system for routine or non-in-progress types of events. Rio Del will be the first community in Humboldt County to use the police officer body cameras. The WRAP is a physical restraint system made by Safe Restraints Incorporated specifically for securing an arrestee who is combative. The current use of handcuffs and leg restraints still allow a person to kick and cause damage to the patrol car, as well as injure the officer or the subject. The WRAP performs exactly as its name implies and wraps the legs of the subject so that they can't bend their knees to kick. Fortuna Police Department currently uses this device and has provided it to Rio Del in the past to secure a prisoner prior to transport. Information and videos of its use are available online at saferestraints.com. In other council business, the city had planned on taking action to move forward with the Metropolitan Well Site project, the active transportation plan, and the needed grant applications. However, it was not put on the agenda correctly, so the council was unable to take any action. They did provide a verbal consensus to the city engineer, Jesse Willer of GHD, that their intention is to proceed as quickly as possible with the projects and applications for grant funds to cover the costs. Currently, the city has a $783,000 grant from the State Department of Water Resources for the well project, but that is only approximately 80% of the estimated cost. The city intends to apply for a Safe Drinking Water State Revolving Fund grant to cover the remaining cost. It is hoped that construction on the Metropolitan Well project could begin as early as this summer. The active transportation grant application will include bike lanes, improved striping and crosswalks, and significant realignment of the Highway 101 off-ramp at Wildwood, as well as the Eloa intersection to improve pedestrian and bicycle safety. The city will be putting both projects back on the agenda for the next council meeting so that formal action can be taken. Video of the meeting, as well as the council packet documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held March 17th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.